in general, they're the same thing. This is all about stories, and it's all about people's lives and how they live their lives. And to me, it's always been simply the experience of hearing stories and representing them to others, whether I'm singing a song, playing a tune, or delivering a world newscast. My mom was a very engaged person in terms of appreciating the things around her and appreciating the stories of the people around her. And she would point out the power of the lives that were represented in the songs that we sang and the tunes that we knew.
For those people not familiar with the term old-time music, can you describe it?
Well, if you've ever heard bluegrass, it's a little bit like bluegrass, and it's related. And in fact, the two intertwine a lot in the South. But this is traditional mountain music. It's a combination of ballads, story songs, fiddle tunes for square dancing, some gospel music, and its chief characteristic tends to be that it is a home-based music. It's less performance-oriented than some of today's modern bluegrass.
Your first job as a news director was at a radio station in Mount Airy, WPAQ, which broadcast old-time music. It sounds like it must have been a really intriguing entwining of these two interests. Is that why you went there?
I didn't know that was why I went there when I started, but I think that it became my reason for being there. I was enthralled by WPAQ's sticking to its mission of broadcasting old-time and traditional and bluegrass music. And when I walked into the station for the first time as a performing musician and saw the studios looking very much as they had in 1948, I couldn't believe the setting that in which I'd found myself. I would say that WPAQ, more than any other place, really taught me the value and the positive value of radio and media.
Paul, you're coming to Wilmington to perform at Thalian Hall on November 8th in conjunction with the documentary screening of Broadcast, A Man and His Dream, which is about WPAQ and Ralph Epperson, who started it. Will you be performing before the screening? How will that go?
It should be a really interesting show. We have a small radio band, myself, my wife Terry McMurray, and Joe Newberry, that will perform for about a half hour before the showing of the documentary. What we plan to do is to portray some of the paths of traditional music up to the launch of WPAQ's broadcast in 1948, to give people a sense of where this music came from, why it's important, and what it sounded like.
Paul Brown, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.